This is the Sakar Merli of the 18th of September 2025. Essence, sweet children, when you become flowers, this Barrett will change from a forest of thorns into a garden of flowers. Baba has come to make you into flowers. Question. In order to become worthy of being in a temple, to what aspects should you pay special attention? Answer. In order to become worthy of being in a temple, pay special attention to your behaviour. Your behaviour must be very sweet and royal. Let there be such sweetness that others can feel your sweetness. Give many others the Father's introduction. In order to benefit yourselves, make effort very well and remain engaged in doing service. Song. Even though the world may change, we shall never change. Om Shanti. You spiritual children know that the Father explains to us through Brahma. He continues to explain through Brahma's chariot. We have promised him that we will follow Srimat and change this impure land of Bharat and make it pure. We shall show everyone the path to change Bharat in particular and the world in general from impure to pure. Each one of you has to keep all of these concerns in your intellect. The Father says, when the time comes, according to the drama, and you have become flowers, your garden will be completely ready. The master of the garden, the gardener, is the incorporeal one, not the corporeal one. The gardener is a soul, not a body. The master of the garden is a soul. The Father definitely has to explain through a body. It is when he is in this body that he is called the gardener and the master of the garden, because he is making this world into a garden of flowers. There used to be a garden where those deities resided. There was no sorrow there. There is sorrow here, in this forest of thorns. This is Ravan's kingdom, a forest of thorns. No one becomes a flower instantly. They go in front of the idols of the deities and sing. We have been sinners for birth after birth. We are like Ajamil, a very great sinner. They pray to God to come and make them into charitable souls. They understand that they are sinful souls at present and that they were charitable souls at some time. Now in this old world there are only the images of charitable souls. There are the images of the heads of the kingdom. It was incorporeal Shiva who made them become like that. There are images of only them and no one else. Then they created a huge lingam to represent Shiva. They say that a soul is like a star. Therefore the Father too would surely be like that. However, they don't have full recognition of him. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan over the whole world. People don't write anything defamatory about Lakshmi and Narayan anywhere. However, for Sri Krishna, they sometimes portray him in the Copper Age and sometimes somewhere else. Everyone says that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven. This is your aim and objective. Who are Radha and Krishna? The poor, helpless people are completely confused. They don't understand anything. Those who come to understand this from the Father also become able to explain to others. Otherwise, no matter how much you explain to them, they cannot become worthy, and they are unable to imbibe divine virtues. However, according to the drama, it has to happen like that. You children can understand for yourselves that all of you have to follow the Father Srimat and do spiritual service of Bharat with your bodies, mind and wealth. People at your exhibitions and museums ask you how you are serving Bharat. You know that you are serving Bharat very well by changing it from a forest into a garden. The Golden Age is a garden, whereas this is a forest of thorns, where everyone continues to cause sorrow for one another. You can explain this very well. You should make a very good picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. Very beautiful pictures of them have been created and shown in the temples. Sometimes the pictures are beautiful, and sometimes they are dark bluish. But people don't understand the meaning of that. You children now have all of this knowledge. The Father says, I have come to make all of you worthy of being in a temple. However, not everyone will become worthy of being in a temple. Subjects are not called worthy of being in a temple. Only those who make effort and do a lot of service will have subjects. You children have to do spiritual social work and make your lives worthwhile by doing this service. Your behaviour has to be so sweet and lovely that you can explain to others with sweetness. If you are a thorn yourself, how could you make others into flowers? Your arrow wouldn't strike the target. If you do not remember the Father, how would your arrow strike a target? In order to benefit yourselves, make effort very well and remain busy in doing service. The Father is always on service. You children are also on service day and night. Secondly, Baba explains that many children send telegrams on Shiv Jayanti. In those, there should also be a good explanation that anyone who reads them will understand the meaning of Shiv Jayanti. Effort has to be made for the future. Seminars too are held to decide what service can be done so that many can receive the Father's introduction. There are many examples of the telegrams here. You can make plenty of use of them. The address written is Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. There is also Prajapita Brahma, the father of the people. That one is the spiritual father, and this one is the physical father. The physical creation is created through this one. The Father is the creator of the human world. No one in the whole world knows how he creates creation. The Father is now creating a new creation through Brahma. Brahmins are the top knot. First of all, Brahmins are definitely needed. They are the top knot of the variety form image. Brahmins, deities, warriors, merchants and Shudras. Shudras cannot be first. The Father creates Brahmins through Brahma. How and through whom would he create Shudras? You children understand how a new creation is created. This is done by the Father adopting you. The Father comes every cycle to change you from Shudras into Brahmins. Then from Brahmins he makes you into deities. The service of Brahmins is very elevated. Those Brahmins are not pure themselves, so how could they purify anyone? A Brahmin priest does not try a rakhi on a sannyasi. The sannyasi would say, I am pure anyway. First, look at your own face. You children too must not have a rakhi tied on you by anyone else. In the world outside, they tie a rakhi on one another. The system of a sister tying a rakhi on her brother has emerged recently. You are now making effort to change from Shudras into Brahmins. You have to explain that both males and females make a promise of purity. Both can relate how they remain pure by following the Father's Srimat. We shall remain victorious over the vice of lust until the end, so that we become the masters of the pure world. The Golden Age is called a pure world, and it is now being established. All of you are pure. Rakhis can be tied on those who have fallen into vice. If someone makes a promise and then becomes impure, it is said, you came and had a rakhi tied on you, so what happened? He would say, I was defeated by Maya. This is a battlefield. Lust is a great enemy. It is by conquering this vice that you become the conquerors of the world, that is, kings and queens. Subjects are not said to be conquerors of the world. It is those who become kings and queens who make effort now. Some say they will become like Lakshmi and Narayan. It is Lakshmi and Narayan's children who come and claim their throne. Lakshmi and Narayan will then become lower in their next birth. Their children receive the throne under a different name and form. Therefore, their number, their position is said to be higher. They do take rebirth. When their son sits on the throne, they become second grade. The ones who were higher come down, and the ones who were lower become higher. If you children want to become as elevated as that, you have to become busy in doing service. It is most essential to become pure. The Father says, I make the world pure. Very few make effort well. However, the whole world becomes pure anyway. Heaven is being established for you. This has to happen according to the drama. This play is predestined. When you have become pure, destruction will begin and the Golden Age will be established. You can understand the drama. In the Golden Age, it was a kingdom of deities. That doesn't exist now, but it will exist again. You are the spiritual military. You are going to conquer the world by conquering the five vices. The Father continues to show you ways to remove your sins of many births. The Father only comes once to tell you these methods. Destruction will not take place until the kingdom has been established. You warriors are very incognito. The Golden Age will exist after the Iron Age. There won't be any battling in the Golden Age. You children know that the part each soul plays is fixed in the drama. Souls continue to dance like puppets. This too is in the drama. Each one has a part in this drama. You have become Tamo Pratan while playing your parts. You are now ascending, becoming Satipatthana. This knowledge is of just a second. You become Satipatthana, and you then fall and become Tamopatthana. Then the Father takes you back up. In fact, instead of those fish that dangle on a string, it should be humans who dangle on that string on a children's toy. The stage of descending and the stage of ascending are shown in this way. You too ascend, and then you gradually come down. After you go up, it takes 5,000 years to come down again. This cycle of 84 births is in your intellects. The Father has explained to you the significance of the stage of ascending and the stage of descending. Among you too, you understand this number-wise, and you make effort accordingly. Those who remember the Father will go up quickly. This is the family path. Sometimes they have three-legged races, in which one leg of each of two people are tied together, and then they race. This too is your race. When someone doesn't have the practice of doing that, he falls. It is the same here too. One runs ahead and the other one stops him. Sometimes both of them fall. Baba is amazed. Even old people are affected by the fire of lust, and so they fall. You can't say that someone made you fall. It is in your hands whether you fall or not. No one is pushing you, so why should you fall? You must think, no matter what happens, I will not fall. If you fall, everything is ruined, and you get slapped very hard. Then you repent. All your bones are broken. You become hurt so much. Baba continues to explain to you in many different ways. It has been explained to you that such telegram messages should be sent on Shiv Jayanti, that people can understand them as soon as they read them. Baba gives you time to churn the ocean of this knowledge. When people see these, they will become amazed. So many letters come to Baba. Bapdada is written on them all. You can explain that Shiva is Bap and Brahma is Dada. Would just one soul be called Bapdada? This is something wonderful. It contains true knowledge, the combined form. However, an arrow can only strike someone when you stay in remembrance. Some become body conscious very quickly. The Father says, become soul conscious. It is souls who adopt bodies and play their parts. If someone dies, you mustn't have any thoughts about it. We observe as detached observers the part that is fixed for that soul. That soul had to shed his body and take another to play his part. What can we do about that? You have this knowledge in your intellects. This too is number-wise. It doesn't stay in the intellects of some. This is why they are unable to explain to anyone. Such souls become like a hot griddle, completely impure and degraded. When the nectar of this knowledge is given to such souls, it won't stay. Only those who have done a lot of devotion will be pierced by an arrow. They will be able to imbibe this quickly. It is a wonderful account. the number one pure soul then becomes the most impure. These matters have to be understood. If it's not in their fortune, they stop studying. When they become engaged in this knowledge from childhood, they continue to imbibe everything. It can then be understood that they have done a lot of devotion and that they will become very clever. Because as they grow older, their organs too will grow and they will be able to understand more. By paying attention to both the physical and the spiritual, any negative effect is removed. This is God's study. There is a difference. However, there first has to be that deep love. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become the spiritual military and gain victory over the five vices and definitely become pure. Serve to make Bharat pure according to Srimat. 2. Play every part in this unlimited play while being soul conscious. Never become body conscious. Become a detached observer and observe the part of every actor. Blessing. May you constantly experience the combined form and thereby stay in a stage of happiness and pleasure. Bapdada always tells you, children, walk with your hand in the Father's hand. Do not walk alone. By walking alone, you may sometimes get bored, and someone's vision may sometimes fall on you. Continue to experience the form of being combined with the Father, and Maya's vision will never fall on you. Because of experiencing his company, you will continue to eat in happiness and pleasure, and you will continue to move along while celebrating in pleasure. You will even be saved from relationships that could trap you in deception and sorrow. Slogan: when you constantly wear your armor of yoga, you will not be hurt by any attack from Maya, your enemy. Aviat signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. The sound has begun to emerge in the minds of unhappy souls that destruction should now take place. In the same way, the thought that all souls should now quickly be benefited should emerge in you, world benefactor souls, for only then will completion take place. Those who are carrying out destruction need to have a signal through the thoughts of you benevolent souls. Therefore, with your powerful thoughts, become ever ready and intensify the flames of destruction with your volcanic yoga. Om Shanti.